Okay, we're still at Rocky Mountain Highball. We're talking with Kevin Jorgensen. Kevin, nice work tonight. Tell us about your role in the movie.
Well, Colorado has a lot to offer, so I find myself out here every year. And this film pretty much represents several trips coming out here, looking for first ascents, repeating beautiful lines, and that's what we saw.
So where are you from? Where do you climb at normally?
I'm from Santa Rosa, California, which is an hour north of San Francisco. So I spent a lot of time inside, a lot of time in Bishop, a lot of time in Yosemite, Tahoe, and the coast. Everything's a little more spread out than it is here, but what's there is still really good.
Did you do Midnight Lightning? Have you ever done Midnight Lightning?
On my 17th birthday.
So you did Midnight Lightning. What number ascent was that? Do you have any idea?
Oh, man, I don't know. Probably like the 700th.
Really?
No, I have no idea.
And so what projects you got coming up, Kevin?
These are my friends.
Hey, Kevin. On that FA you did in the Rocky Mountain Highball flick, how was that? How long did it take you to figure that out? That looked pretty cool.
The last one, Fish Out of Water?
Yeah.
That was a 4 or 5 day project, from finding to scrubbing to chalking to working and then actually getting the fitness to do it. So it's quite the process, but I love that. It's way more interesting to me than following a line of chalk holes that's already been climbed.
So where was that line at?
That is in Pearson Park.
Pearson Park, where is that?
Kind of on your way to Estes Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, did you find that? Who found that line?
Scott Neal took a photo of that boulder while I was in California and emailed it to me. And he was looking at a line to the left, but in the photo I could see the arête. And I wasn't so interested in the face, but the arête made me buy a plane ticket. And yeah,
that looked cool. So what other projects you got coming up, Kevin?
Lots of traveling coming up. I'm going to do some slideshows and clinics in Washington and Oregon and San Francisco. I'm going to go to Japan, and then I'm going to go to South Africa and Spain.
So what are you going to do in Japan? I'm looking forward to that. Tell us about that trip.
I am going to go represent 510 at a couple competitions in Tokyo and then get out on the Immaculate Granite there as well. Short 6-day trip, but should be fun.
Well, so I didn't know you're sponsored by 510. Who else are your other sponsors?
I have Marmot, 510, Asana, Sterling Rope, Bole, and Black Diamond.
Nice. And so what can we expect from Kevin Jorgensen in the future?
Watch out for Big Up Productions' new film, Progression, on the Real Rock Film Tour.
When's that coming out, Kevin?
It's coming out in September, and you'll be able to see the first ascent of Ambrosia in Bishop.
Oh, I saw that at the Shindig in Golden, man. That was cool, dude.
Thank you. It's a streamline.
So that was the first ascent?
Yes.
That's pretty outrageous, Kevin. How do you keep it together to pull that off?
Time.
What do you mean, dude?
Years of preparation.
So how long have you been climbing for?
12.
That's it? So how'd you get so good so fast?
I'd say it's more just a natural progression. So, yeah, that's the best I can describe it. Slow and steady.
We've been talking with Kevin Jorgensen. Kevin, thank you for your time.
Well,
are you going to the after party?
I'll see you there.
Thanks, Kevin.
Cool. Yeah, no problem.